I'll tell you what, man, when they talk about things being different, you don't have to go much further than this Alex Golish quote.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. I know it sounds like we continue to beat the drum and say the same message, but you just keep hearing things and you're just like, man, that is nothing like what we were told last year. That's nothing like we were told the past 5 years. And it's just so refreshing every single day. It's almost like these guys have like a PR team with notes of what to say, when to say it, and they just hit it every single time. So we're going to talk about something Golish said actually on Tuesday at practice and compare it to last year. We're going to look at how that may have influenced some of Xavier Atkins' words that he used on Takiyo Spike's podcast. And then obviously we're going to give out our award for Jack Arse of the Week. But on Tuesday after practice, that was a practice that Golish was not particularly fired up about from the energy aspect and things like that. But he was asked about offensive line. He was asked about the offense going up against the defense. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, and I apologize. I had the clip, and then it just completely went kaput right before I went live. But to make a long story short, he said it's tough when the defense is giving you looks that you're not prepared for, and you have to really battle preparing for a defense and installing your offense. So it's tough, but that's the way we want it. That's the way you want spring. Spring's always going to be tough, but that's the way we want it. Rewind last year, this point in time, and you had the debacle around a lot of the comments that Hugh Freeze made on asking DJ to take it easy on Jackson. And remember, it's about this time because the Regions golf tournament, I think, comes up in the next couple of weeks. And I believe that's actually where that quote was said, if I'm not mistaken. But asking the defense to take it easy on the quarterback to help build his confidence. And what you see from Golish is quite the opposite. Now, I remember back then, and I got to take a little bit of responsibility here, okay? I got to take a little bit of responsibility because I don't want to say I 100% defended it, but I gave an alternate explanation. And Golish kind of mentioned it there, okay? He kind of mentioned it there that the defense pretty much knows the offensive play. So when you're doing a lot of exotic things in spring, when you're trying to install your offense, like you're not preparing for a game on offense. You're not preparing for another team. You're installing what you want to do. So it makes it tough to like actually get work done sometimes when the defense is throwing a lot of exotic stuff out there, when you're just trying to get stuff installed. But the whole message here is, well, that's true, but you don't just throttle everything down. You don't just make it patty cake. You don't just make it super easy just because you're doing one thing and we're doing another, because you know what? The defense is installing too. The defensive side is trying to get new things put in. They're trying to see what new looks they can give. And I think I bought into the messaging a little too much, and this is quite the opposite. And I think it's that mindset, hey, don't pout. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, they probably know what plays we're going to run. We ran the same play three times to try to get it right. Who cares? Go execute and get it done. It's only going to make us better when it becomes summer and when it becomes fall and we've sort of gotten used to it, or we know what to expect. And honestly, you get more of your offense installed. Seriously, like they have to, like there's guys, they have to have a secret guy on staff. They have to have a guy that has a secret guy on staff that was from a, that was a holdover that is giving them notes. Like it has to be. Everything they're saying, I mean, do you guys agree? Everything they're saying is like exactly what we need to hear at the exact moment we need to hear. Has there been a moment, in chat, tell me about this. Let me know what you think. Has there been a moment where something's come out that Golish has said where you felt like, I think he said a little too much there, or I think maybe he shouldn't have said that, or maybe I wouldn't have said that. Has that happened yet? TK says no. Marcus says absolutely not. I haven't seen that yet. That's easy to do. Like, and Golish gives long answers, bro. Golish gives you books of answers, and I love it. It's detailed. You can tell. It's not really coach speak. It's not a lot of catchphrases. It's not a lot of fluff. I see Reverend said, maybe the pray for the offensive line thing. I thought that was hilarious. And then Mike G asked him on Tuesday, have some of your prayers been answered? And he's like, yeah, you know what? It's coming together. You know, when Stanton gets back a little bit more healthy, it's going to give us at full strength, but I've been pleasantly surprised. So, yes, some of those prayers have been answered, and we kind of talked about that. We kind of talked about that yesterday on the live. I see people saying, don't jinx it. Can you hear that? That's knocking on wood right there. But, yeah, dude, this guy just continues to nail it. As far as everything we need to hear when we need to hear it. It's fantastic. So you can rest assured we ain't taking it easy on Byron Brown. You can rest assured they're not taking it easy on that offensive line, the one that's been praying for. You can rest assured they aren't going vanilla on defense. You can sleep well at night knowing that offense is being pushed to its limits. So when bullets start flying, the real ones, in September, October, in the fall, it ain't going to be it's going to be what they're used to. It's going to be used to what they're used to seeing. And the intensity that we've seen from DJ Durkin over the last 2 years, it feels like Alex Golish is a match just on the other side of the ball. And I love it. I love it. It's even bleeding over, I think. It's even bleeding over into some of the other players in the way they speak. And I think their mindset as well. It's like the leash has been taken off. And I'm going to read, or maybe I'm going to paraphrase one of Xavier Atkins' quotes and tell you what I mean here in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika, where car care meets hospitality. If you're in the Auburn, Opelika, or you're just close and you want to go somewhere, you got something going on with your car, you want to go somewhere where you don't feel like you're going to be ripped off. You don't want to roll your eyes and have to say, no, I'll get that next time, because they're throwing hoses and air filters and all kind of stuff at you. Hey, I got a problem. I want you to be honest with me. You can trust that these guys are going to do that for you. You get a full 360 inspection with videos, pictures every single time you go in there at the corner of Veterans and Pepperell Parkway in Opelika. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. Then if you need a good real estate agent in the East Alabama area, Auburn, Opelika, hit me up. It's Kyle Rush at KW.com. Doesn't matter if you want to buy a new house, build a new house, sell, you got to sell a house, or you're just looking to invest What are the investment opportunities in the Auburn-Opelika area? Would love to help you out. Hit me up. We'll be back right after this. All right, I'm going to have to be careful with this one. If you subscribe on YouTube or as far as one of our memberships or you listen on audio, Ben, Taylor, and I have an afternoon podcast called Afternoon Delight, and we discussed this a little bit more in depth yesterday, and it was Xavier Atkins and his, I don't want to say performance, his interview on Takiyo Spike's Behind the Mask podcast, okay? And there were some colorful quotes, and it feels like as good as he played last year, All-American, okay? I mean, you can't get much better. It feels like even at that level that he played, it feels like he was being held back by the culture and the structure of the previous regime, and you can feel it in that interview. You can feel the relief because when you have the guy at the top, I guess, exuding one level of discipline, culture, accountability, and intensity, and then you have a coordinator doing the same thing, I'm sorry, doing something different, a little bit more intense, but then you got this coming from the top and they don't really jive. I can see how that can lead to confusion. I can see how that could lead to some issues because it really felt like the offense and the defense were two different teams last year. I've told the story about how the way they stretched, you know, the defense stretches as a whole unit over on one side, and then the offense, they stretch in pods, you know, like offensive line, running backs, wide receivers, quarterbacks, you know, defense, that they play as one unit too. They played as the like they were all a part of one unit, and you didn't know what you saw on the offensive side of the ball. Well, now everybody stretches together. So everybody's getting after it together. But he had an interview on Takiyo Spike's podcast, and one of the things that he said, he's like, you know, we don't want to just be in the game. We want to smash people. Last year it was like, oh, we're going to be in the game in the fourth quarter, this and that. Nah, we want to go out there and dominate. I don't care if they're in the SEC. Me and my boys, we want to go dominate and run through their face. That level of intensity, man, that level of intensity was not here. There was no killer instinct, and I don't have to go much further. I don't have to go much further than the Missouri overtime where they're just dogging us in our own house, just dogging us in overtime at the coin toss. Dudes just chirping us, and we just sit there and look like we're whipped. Everybody knew we were whipped right there. If you're watching on TV, we got punked right there at the dang coin toss or whatever it was at overtime. So when culture matches, when everything, everybody's on the same page, good things can happen. You're not torn. You take the leash off and you let it roll. TK says that was brutal. Yeah, that was brutal. It was brutal to watch. That's not Auburn football. This feels like Auburn football again. I've never seen Auburn back down like that. It was an embarrassment. Could not agree more. That's the most embarrassed I've been as an Auburn fan in quite some time. I was more embarrassed with that than I was getting beat by Alabama 36-0 in 2000 and what was it, 8? That was way more embarrassing. It's Missouri. It's Missouri in your house punking you. I don't think that's happening anymore. So it's going to be fun to watch Xavier Atkins unleashed. Xavier Atkins with the green light from the head guy. The green light from the head guy that's got maybe even more intensity than me. That's what I love to see. All right, let's have some fun with Jack Arse of the Week. And you could give this to multiple on one situation, okay? One particular situation, you could give this award to multiple people. So we're going to talk about that. Before, hold on one quick second. Reverend says, the first time AG says, we just whipped that A, didn't we, is going to be epic. Yes. God, I can't wait. Can't wait for it. Jack Arse of the Week brought to you by Jack Arse Rentals. If you're in East Alabama and you need, I don't know, how about a skid steer? How about a skid steer attachment? How about a Mini X? How about a boom lift, air compressor? Doesn't matter. If you need something and you're in that East Alabama, Columbus market, hit up Jack Arse Rentals. Go to jackarserentals.com. Call them at 762-208-5013. Use coupon code BARN10 online or in person for 10% off. Let's jump into it. This Will Wade thing is hilarious. Okay, it's a hilarious on a lot of levels. So I don't exactly know 100% who I want to give the award to. I may want to just give it to this situation. Okay, but obviously Will Wade goes to NC State for 1 year, and now he's headed back to LSU. Okay. And the press conference yesterday with the athletic director was hilarious. First off, this guy's name's Boo Corrigan. And he was just like, I talked to him Tuesday night. We talked about everything in the program. I asked him what we needed to be competitive. From there, as far as the resignation, it was an email that we received from the agent. I love it. My question is, why are you surprised? Kevin Skarbinski said it the best. You know, that quote's not come out of my mouth very often. Kevin Skarbinski said it best. You're surprised that you got bit by the snake? You're surprised the snake bit you? There's the least surprising thing to me is that Will Wade did what Will Wade did. The least surprising thing to me is that he resigns with a letter from his agent. So I think the award has to go to the athletic director, right? Boo Corrigan, who's shocked. He's appalled. He cannot believe that Will Wade struck again. It's hilarious, man. LSU has so much money on the table right now that it's insane. Like when you talk about Lane Kiffin's contract, then you talk about his buyout, Brian Kelly's buyout, which was just an absurd amount of money. And then reportedly you got a $100 billion roster. And then now you got to buy Will Wade out, and then you got his contract on the table. If they don't win a bunch of football and basketball games next year, heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll. So it's going to be that whole situation just cracks me up. I mean, I don't necessarily hate Will Wade or think super negative about him, but he's a bouncer. He's a snake. He's a mover and a shaker. So it's not shocking that he did what he did, and it's kind of wild that he's going back to LSU too. He got punished he got suspended, punished, all that stuff, got him in trouble, and now he's going back. And it wasn't that long ago. That's what's crazy. So that's my Jack Arse of the Week. I'm going to pin that situation on the NC State AD, Jack Arse of the Week. Got a couple of super chats I want to hit up. Blue Jay 420 says, Golish will be some of the best to come to Auburn in a while. I think this season is going to be better than we could have thought. War damn Eagle. I'm not like to where I think we're winning, you know, we're contending for a national championship, but I just think, you know, you got to get that big heavy rock rolling. You got to get that big heavy stone moving in a direction, and it's been stagnant for 5 years. And I finally think it may be moving a little bit. So what does that yield year one? I don't know. But what does it yield year two, three, and four? you know, if you can make some noise this year, who knows? Stephen Isbell says, this is the first year that I've had the feeling that Auburn could actually win. I'm tired of the mediocre. There's a ton of folks that feel just like you, man. There's a ton of folks that are just like, I don't even get excited for football anymore. I don't even get excited because I keep getting told the same things. And I think that's the key. I keep getting told the same things, so why would I expect anything different? Well, you're almost being told literally all the opposite things. Maybe not so much about hoping for the best or thinking you can win games, but just from a messaging standpoint, from a mindset, from a culture, it couldn't be more different than it was last year. Now, different, we don't know yet if different equals wins. We think it's probably moving in the right direction, but you don't know for sure if different equals wins. Guys, I really appreciate you jumping in. Thank you for the super chats. Thanks for all the new folks that are jumping in, the faces that I don't necessarily recognize. Y'all keep coming back. Keep coming back. We do this Monday through Friday. If the schedule permits, we will be going live. It's going to be a ton of fun. So we can live chat. We can talk back and forth. Love it. So, guys, have a great weekend. We'll have a Barncast live Sunday night. No basketball over the weekend. No basketball till next Thursday. So we'll still go live Sunday night, and we'll have some fun there too. So I appreciate it. Y'all have a good weekend. We'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast live all the way live. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.